now, the rest of the story. Louis was 29 and he was broke. And he was jobless. He had a wife and a young family to feed. He was never lower in his life, and he wore his depression like a tattered trench coat. Yet, despite wife Beth's best efforts to lift her husband's spirits, he was inconsolable, defeated, disinclined even to try again. But after all, look what had happened to him. He'd been promised an exciting career. He had uprooted his family and moved to South Carolina. He'd spent every cent that he had on a down payment for a house and just moved in. Hadn't even unpacked the boxes when the man who had hired him was himself fired. The institution in which Louis had anticipated working said, sorry, the replacement for the fellow who had hired Louis should be able to select his own staff. And when the new man selected his own staff, Louis was not included, so there he was. Now he has a wife 8 months pregnant with their third child, and all of their savings tied up in a home they now could not afford, a new town, no friends, their options diminishing every minute. Now, Louis did have a master's degree in administration, but getting the doctorate would take time and money, which he simply did not have. Louis also had a strong interest in law, but law school by now was virtually out of the question. He responded the only way he knew how to respond. He froze like a rabbit in the headlights, locked into a seemingly inescapable channel of despondency. But this is the rest of the story. After son Kevin was born, wife Beth got a job. Every penny of her income was absolutely necessary. But one day when there were some pennies to spare, Beth bought Louis a present and she brought it home to him. It was a book. It was one of those think big books. It was one of the think big books, but this one had a twist. It said, make a list of your goals, then set out to achieve those goals. Louis did not need lists. He needed food for his family. But strangely, the down-and-outer was fascinated, and he was lured by the suggestion of such a pipe-dreaming exercise, so he did it. He sat down, he began writing out, with pencil, a list of his goals, the things that he wanted to accomplish. And what do you know? Two of them begat four, five begat 10, 20 led to 50, then impulsively to 75 goals that he wanted to achieve. Louis wanted to, he wanted to ride in a submarine. He wanted to land a plane on an aircraft carrier. He wanted to make a parachute jump. He wanted to meet the Pope. He wanted to travel to Antarctica. He wanted to be a guest on The Tonight Show. He wanted to have dinner at the White House. He wanted to make a hole-in-one in golf. And when Louis' list reached 107 goals, his wife, Beth, pleased by her husband's apparent excitement, suggested, why don't you add one more goal? Get a job. So Louis topped his list at 108, and he did get a job. And somehow the act of putting those dreams down on paper helped Louis to make them, one by one, come true. That was in 1966. Over the years since his dreadful disappointment at the University of South Carolina, Louis has achieved 84 of his original 108 goals. He fully intends to achieve the rest of them. For you see, among his dreams were these three: to coach football at Notre Dame, to win a national championship, and to be named Coach of the Year. And that is, of course, what Lou Holtz did. Only now, you know the rest of the story.